Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Ken, please?
Yeah, this is Ken.
Ken, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
From who?
Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay, yeah, I heard of you. What's going
Well, we're calling people today doing a survey, asking a little bit about our listening audience. Can you answer a few questions for me real quick?
You're so dumb.
Yeah, real quick.
Okay, how old are you?
What?
No.
That is not appropriate.
43.
43. Okay. Have you ever been divorced before?
What?
Yeah. Wait, what? Yeah.
Cool. Have you recently gone out on a date with a girl named Carol who's also divorced?
What's going on here?
Oh, God.
Sorry,
I
man.
don't know how much you know about our show, but have you ever heard a Second Date Update?
No.
No. Okay. Well, what that is it's where if you go out on a date with someone and then not call them back after they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask why. So Carol actually emailed us about you, and she told us how you hired her to decorate your place, and then you ended up taking her out for dinner, and now you're not calling her back.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't feel like I should go into all that on the radio.
Well.
Well, she actually kind of wants you to.
Why?
Because she liked you, and she wants to know what the reason is. Did she do something wrong on the date?
I mean, it was just kind of strange, and I don't know, it's probably embarrassing for her, so I really don't want to get into it.
Oh.
Well, if you're saying that it's something that's going to embarrass her, she's prepared to be embarrassed. I mean, she's the one that emailed us to do this segment, so.
Yeah, but I mean, she told me. I don't know if she would want me telling everybody who's listening to this.
Well, that's kind of the deal when you do this. We tell you beforehand, like, you have to be willing to air whatever dirty laundry it is, and you have to be willing to hear something that might be embarrassing, so she knows.
She's totally clueless.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I don't know how much she like told you about the date, but we were talking and both of us had been divorced. So we were just talking about some of our experiences with that. And apparently she's had four different husbands.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
She
It's
only,
a lot.
yeah.
Well, I mean.
She only told us about one divorce, or at
Four?
least made it sound like she only had one divorce.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. This is really, okay. So yes, she said she had four.
Okay.
Two of them were actually divorces.
Okay.
One of them, I mean, I swear this is how I remember it. She said that she doesn't actually know where he is.
Wait, he's missing?
Like and the words she actually used were missing in action and then like laughed about it.
So wait, it wasn't like a legit military thing.
I don't think so. I mean, if it was a military thing, I don't think she would have laughed. I mean, she laughed. Like, she doesn't know where he is and she laughed about it.
So isn't she like technically still married to
I honestly, I didn't want to ask much beyond that. But she had said that she had been married four times. So, I was like, well, what about the last one? And she told me that he died.
Did she laugh about that too, or was that a sad moment for her?
No, she offered that, and so I was trying to be sympathetic, and she was sort of cavalier about that too. She said that apparently they were in the Caribbean and he fell off of a hoverboard.
What?
Oh
That is a crazy story.
She
No, she did not kill these guys. Why are you thinking that? That is the most
MIA?
ridiculous
Okay.
conclusion.
I have something to say here.
Oh.